and we'll take a look at that leaderboard right now. It is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And it is the 138th Open Championship, the British Open, fourth time. It is held at the venerable Turnberry Golf Links in Scotland, Turnberry, Scotland, on the western coast of Scotland on the Irish Sea, just a couple of minutes north of the England border in the southwestern part of Scotland. And after three rounds of play, your 54-hole leader is 59-year-old Tom Watson, a five-time British Open champion, eight major championships total in his career. He is at 4 under par 206 after three rounds of play. A stellar 5 under par bogey-free round of 65 on Thursday, followed that up with an even par round of 70 on Friday, and then yesterday a 1 over par round of 71 as the winds really started to pick up. Gusts around 20 to 25 miles an hour yesterday at Turnberry for round three. Two-way tie for second. Matthew Goggin and Ross Fisher are both at 3 under par, 207 after three rounds of play. That is one shot back of Watson. Two-way tie for fourth as well. Lee Westwood and Retief Goosen are both at 2 under par. Jim Furyk and Stuart Sink both at 1 under par, three shots back of Watson, tied for sixth. Bryce Mulder, the American, is at even par, four shots back of Watson. A bunch of big names tied for 10th at plus one, including Boo Weekly, Angel Cabrera, and Palm Beach Gardens resident Steve Marino. Marino backed up a little bit yesterday with a 6 over par round of 76. Tie for 14th at plus two includes players like Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, Camilo Vijegas, Vijay Singh, and John Daly. John Daly going into today's final round, tied for 14th at plus two, just six shots back of Watson, and then another shot back at plus three, tied for 27th. Those players include Luke Donald, Steve Stricker, Ernie Els, Justin Leonard, J.B. Holmes, and Palm Beach Gardens resident Mark Calcavecchia. But, Peter, as you astutely mentioned, obviously the big story through three rounds of play, no doubt about it, Tom Watson turning back the clock, a guy who has won five claret jugs already in his career, 59 years of age. He will turn 60 in 7 weeks. It's been 26 years since Tom Watson won a major golf championship at the 1983 U.S. Open. He is just 18 holes away from notching his ninth major championship victory of his career.
What is it about the British Open? Last year we had Greg Norman. This year we have Tom Watson. The interesting thing about Tom is he's probably the most beloved golfer in England who's not English. He is revered. The fans love him. I mean, you can just see the electric when he makes the birdies. The fans are going nuts. They love this guy, and they have forever. Whether he can hold it all together and see it through to the end today, who knows? But new hip, new attitude, hitting it good. He's a great driver of the golf ball, great iron striker. And how many 60-foot putts can you make and not win a golf tournament? I mean, come on.
Exactly. He plays links golf. You know, a lot of the Brits over there are saying he is the best links golf player of all time. And you mentioned the hip replacement. Had hip replacement surgery on October 2nd. Didn't hit any golf balls until December, where in December he went to the driving range and hit 200 straight drivers as hard as he could. The hip held up, and he says, yeah, feels good. I'm ready to get back into the swing of things. And just 8 months after that, hitting his first golf balls, he is now leading the British Open through 54 holes by one stroke over Goggin and Fisher. You mentioned Greg Norman. How phenomenal is this? Just 1 year after we saw a 53-year-old Greg Norman, the 54-hole leader last year at Birkdale in England, we now have, you know, Tom Watson's done him 6 years better. Done him better by 6 years. 59-year-old Watson, you've played links golf before. Is this a kind of an aberration that we might only see in links golf? Is links golf almost the ultimate evener of the field?
I don't know what it is. I've actually played. I had the pleasure of playing Turnberry a number of years ago, and had one of my best rounds at Turnberry. Shot even par there my first time out on the golf course. But that round of golf, I didn't decide a shot to hit. I didn't decide a club to hit. The caddy there, who had been caddying at Turnberry for about 50 years probably. I mean, he was an older guy. He picked every club out of my bag, told me how to hit the shot. It may be just a level of experience. And the fact is, the matter is, the fairways are hard. The ball runs. So right. He's not at that big of a disadvantage. But you saw it on 17 yesterday. The other guys were hitting irons into 17. I think he had like a 3-wood in his hand. He got it on the green,
right.
But it's certainly probably one of the only environments where an older person, older guy, player can hit the ball and get a lot of run on the golf course. And as long as you're a straight driver of the golf ball, the ball's going to run. It's going to stay in the fairway. So it gives them an, it gives them that opportunity. Now, whether or not the putter will hold up, because you know, as you get older, your hand shakes.
He has been making some miracle bombs, as you mentioned, back to back 60 footers on Friday.
We'll see. I mean, but I don't. I mean, I certainly don't think a guy like Tom Watson's ever going to win a U.S. Open.
Right.
He's not going to win Augusta because he can't hit it far enough.
That's the point. Lynx golf is perhaps the ultimate equalizer because there is less of an advantage for the long hitter. So yeah, I don't think we'll see. I don't think we necessarily would see a Tom Watson leading after 54 holes at the Masters,
right,
or at the U.S. Open. But we're seeing this in 2 years in a row now with what Greg Norman did last year, eventually finishing third behind Padraig Harrington and Ian Poulter last year at Birkdale. But he was the 54 hole leader, and we'll have to wait and see how Tom Watson deals with this 54 hole lead. Now, yesterday, after 36 holes, you know, for on a third round Saturday, there was a two-way tie for the lead, and Steve Marino was that other guy tied with Tom Watson, paired with him in the final pairing. Unfortunately for Marino, a Palm Beach Gardens resident, he backed up in a big way yesterday, 6 over par, 76, 3 straight bogeys and a double bogey to begin his round through holes 2 through 5. But he eagled the 7th, birdied the 11th, and kind of got himself back in the mix before a triple bogey 6 on the par 3 15th. And they were looking for his ball there, just right of the green. And it's amazing how so many people can see where a ball goes, and yet it takes almost 5 minutes to find it.
What most people didn't realize about Steve's a great player. I mean, I can remember when Steve was playing down here on the Golden Bear Tour. Steve can really play golf. But Steve is not going to ever be known as a fairways and greens guy. Steve's a bomber. The ball goes where it goes. And on Friday, he got away with it. He was spraying the ball all over the golf course on Friday and got it up and down. You play with fire. Sooner or later, you're going to get burned.
Right.
He got burned on Saturday.
And he's still in shouting distance. Just 5 shots back of Watson at +1 overall, tied for 10th, along with guys like Boo Weekly and Angel Cabrera. But, of course, Tom Watson does have that lead at -4. That's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.